This, his very first book, has never appeared in English until now, despite being available in 18 other languages. We need to start in Vienna in 1935, when my grandfather was still a young man. After Ernst Gombrich had finished his studies at the University of Vienna, he was unemployed, and, in those difficult times, without prospect of a job. A young publisher with whom he was acquainted asked him to take a look at a particular English history book for children, with a view to translating it into German. It was intended for a new series called Wissenschaft für Kinder, Knowledge for Children, and had been sent by a mutual friend who was studying medicine in London. My grandfather was not impressed by what he read, so little so that he told the publisher, Walter Neurath, who later founded the publishing house Thames and Hudson in England, that it was probably not worth translating. "I think I could write a better one myself," he said, to which Neurath responded that he was welcome to submit a chapter. It so happened that, in the final stages of writing his doctoral thesis, my grandfather had been corresponding with a little girl who was the daughter of some friends. She wanted to know what was keeping him so busy, and he enjoyed trying to explain his subject to her in ways she would understand. He was also, he said later, feeling a little impatient with academic writing, having waded through so much of it in the